Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Let's talk about the five stages of online business growth. Let's get started. Hey, Messenger, welcome to the Market Your Message show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the book, Your Message Matters, How to Rise Above the Noise and Get Paid for What You Know. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the five stages of online business growth. And this topic today is sponsored by Messenger Launch Lab. This is a new membership community that I've launched that has a course, a step-by-step course for every single stage we're going to talk about today. And here's the good news. Messenger Launch Lab is only $7 a month. So for the cost of one of those really big drinks at Starbucks, you can have all of the training to help you get your business off the ground and scaling. So if you're interested in learning more about this, including monthly launch kits that we deliver every single month to our members, then you want to go to joinlabnow.com. Again, it's joinlabnow.com. The link will be in the description or in the show notes. All right, today I want to share with you those five stages of online business growth. So here they are, and then we're going to dive into each of these. Stage one, audience. Stage two, message. Stage three, offer. Stage four, plan. And stage five, build. So today I want to give you an overview of these five stages. And what you can actually do is self-identify which stage you are right now. So let's jump into it. Stage one, audience. Now, I want you to be careful not to skip over this stage. I know you want to help everyone, but the truth is you need to be known for something to a group of people, and really a specific group of people. For example, my first successful blog in 2009, I niched into the CPA career coach. And this helped me become known for something to a specific group of people. So I became a career coach for accounting professionals. When I launched Blogging Your Passion in 2011, I became known as the blogging guy. Again, a specific audience, a specific group of people. Identifying a specific audience helps you to become known for something specific. I like to say it this way. It helps you to become a big fish in a smaller pond, as opposed to a small little fish in a big old pond. And that's the difference. Stage two, if you already know your audience, then stage two is message. What is your message? You see, once you have a specific audience to serve, you need a clear message. Now, one of the ways to find your message is to identify a specific problem to solve. You see, when I first started working with CPAs, I found a problem they needed help with. What was that? Career transition. You see, I couldn't help them become better accountants. I wasn't an accounting person. But I could help them create a better resume. I could help them get their foot in the door for job interviews, negotiate a better salary. I knew that aspect better than I did the accounting. And so I became, even though I was in a niche of working with CPAs, I niched myself into career transition. That was my message. That's what I talked about. I didn't talk about passing the CPA exam. I didn't talk about accounting terminology or accounting trends. I just helped with a small little slice called career transition. That was my message. And here's what's awesome about this. The more specific you can be, the more powerful your communication becomes. If you can get specific, I help CPAs with career transition. Now, my message is clear. My audience knows what I help them with, and I know what to focus on. Can you see how powerful that is? So the answer here, the question you need to ask, is what problem can you help your specific audience solve? That's stage two. All right, if you know your audience and you know your message, stage three is offer. What products and services will you create to help some of your specific audience's problems solve, right? We want to help our specific audience solve problems. That's, at the end of the day, that's what a profitable business does. They solve problems with their products and services. See, once you know your audience and your message, honestly, creating offers becomes easier. And here's the good news for us digital creators. There's lots of different offers we can create. You can create books, online courses, membership sites, one-on-one coaching services, group coaching, paid speaking, and more. Now, I teach over 12 different income streams in my Online Business Insider program, but here's what I'd encourage you to do. Start by just creating three. And maybe you need to have low ticket, mid ticket, and higher ticket so that you have a pathway of belonging for your audience. It may be as simple as low ticket, book, mid ticket, a membership site, higher ticket, one-on-one coaching. I would encourage you to start with three. So do you have three offers? Do you know what your offers are? If you don't, then you're currently at stage three, and that's what's stopping you from getting to the next level. All right, stage four is plan. Now we get to the fun part. How do we actually create a business out of this? And here's some of the questions you need to answer at stage four. What is your marketing plan going to be? How are you going to structure your business? Do you want to stay lean and run the business as a solopreneur? Do you want to build a team of coaches to grow your business? How do you want to get the word out? Do you want to blog? Do you want a podcast? Do you want to do YouTube videos? Do you want to build an audience on Medium or LinkedIn? You can see there's lots of important questions and points to consider here. But the most important opinion should be your own. Because at the end of the day, what kind of business do you want? That's what matters. You know, too many times we look at all these other people who are growing their business and think, oh, they're successful. I have to build a business that way. That might not be in alignment with you and your own gifts, your own dreams, your own goals. So don't be afraid to lean in to your own instincts, to your own desires, and your own goals. What kind of business do you want? And that leads me to stage five, build. Once you have your audience, your message, your offer, and your plan mapped out, it's time to build. Now, when it comes to building at the very basic level, here's what I want you to think about. Here's at least three questions I think everyone should answer. Question number one, where will I build my online platform? In other words, where's your website going to be? Are you going to use Kajabi, System, WordPress, Wix, something else? You need to define your platform. Where is your virtual real estate going to be? Question two, where will I build my social embassies? Now, this is social media. So I think of a social embassy like an embassy in the real world where it's like an outpost and you use that outpost to connect with people wherever that outpost is located And the goal is to really bring them back to home base, which is your online platform. So where's your audience hanging out? Should you be focusing on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, something else? You need to decide that. And then question number three, how will I get my first 1,000 subscribers to my email list? What are you going to offer? Are you going to have a lead magnet? Are you going to give away an ebook? Are you going to have a free challenge that they can opt in for? How are you going to get those 1,000 subscribers? Nailing down the answers to these three questions are foundational and super important. Now, the reason this is important is because many online business owners, they get distracted at the build stage, right? What happens? Well, there's so many choices, so many options out there. We just want to learn and research on all the topics. And a lot of the stuff we're learning about is like years down the road. We're not there yet. But until you have your platform established, you should only focus on your website, your social media, or your social embassy, and your email list. So here's a question. What stage are you at currently? Stage one, audience. Stage two, message. Stage three, offer. Stage four, plan. Or stage five, build. And if you know what the level is, you know what step you're at, now you know what the next step needs to be. And here's the awesome thing. We have put together a step-by-step course for every single level that you can get access to right now inside of Messenger Launch Lab. So again, Messenger Launch Lab, our goal inside of Lab is to help you get your first 1,000 email subscribers. Really, we're designed, there's tutorials and everything in there to help you build your online platform, get your social media up and running, and help you get those 1,000 email subscribers. And we have step-by-step courses to help do so. And here's the good news. It's only $7 a month. You can cancel anytime. If you're interested in getting started and you want my step-by-step help, then go to joinlabnow.com. Again, it's joinlabnow.com. The link will be in the show notes. All right, that's it for this episode. What would you like for me to cover in future episodes? Let me know. And take a moment and like, share, subscribe, or even review our show. And until next time, never forget, your message matters.